USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A military training jet crashed in the Fort Worth, Texas area on Sunday, injuring two pilots and damaging three homes. The crash in Lake Worth, just west of Fort Worth, was of a Navy T-45C Goshawk from Naval Air Station Kingsville, more than 400 miles away. The pilots both managed to bail from the plane. Both were hospitalized, with one in critical condition. Three residents of the homes that were damaged were treated at the scene for minor injuries. And the 16th and 17th named storms of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season have formed. Tropical Storm Peter is about 350 miles to the east of the northern Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. Forecasters say it's expected to pass well north of those islands on Monday or Tuesday. And Tropical Storm Rose has formed in the central Atlantic Ocean and is expected to strengthen in the next 48 hours. Neither storm is currently projected to impact the U.S. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The chair of the House Budget Committee says that the fight over the debt ceiling is a ridiculous place to be. Democratic Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth said Sunday that he would like to see a vote to raise the debt ceiling before the end of the fiscal year, separated from a $3.5 trillion spending bill. Congressman Matt Cartwright agrees. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that raising the debt ceiling as needed has always been something done on a bipartisan basis.
I'd like to see them separated because it's really the irresponsible crowd that want to, you know, want to forfeit the full faith and integrity of the American credit because it's something that would crash our economy. Everybody knows that. I'm so disappointed in Mitch McConnell to hear him talk about not raising the debt limit when we've always done it without much comment and really on a bipartisan basis. So I think Yarmuth's right. The people that want to crash the economy, it's time for them to show themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Late last week, a Food and Drug Advisory Committee voted against recommending COVID booster shots for most Americans. The panel did suggest that people 65 and older and those who are at high risk for serious COVID should receive a third dose of the Pfizer shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that recommendation could change in the near future. The White House's chief medical advisor tells ABC's This Week that he expects more data to come in that could paint a more complete picture.
Well, see, that's the reason why you get the data and you present it to a group of very qualified people to examine it. What's happening, Martha, is that in real time, more and more data are accumulating. So I would tell you, and I could predict with some confidence, that 3-4 weeks from now, as we get more data from the Israelis and more data from our own United States cohorts, that there will be a continual re-examination of that data and potential modification of recommendations. But based on what the committee, the advisory committee, saw in that presentation on Friday, based on that, they made a decision to do what we just said about individuals in certain categories, which is fine. But the story is not over because more and more data is coming in and will be coming in.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.